BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
Good evening, everyone. You are listening to BTV News. On the morning of April 12th, Chairman of the Provincial People's Committee Phạm Anh Tuấn, along with representatives from provincial departments, held a working session with An Lão District on the first quarter socio-economic performance and key tasks for the second quarter of 2025. In the first quarter, An Lão District recorded budget revenue of over 301 billion VND, reaching nearly 58% of the year's plan. In the second quarter, the district will focus on restructuring administration as it transitions out of district-level status, implementing socio-economic development tasks and 2025 budget plan, accelerating the elimination of makeshift and dilapidated houses for policy beneficiaries, poor and near-poor households. Chairman Phạm Anh Tuấn urged the district to prioritize agricultural development, focusing on large-scale livestock farming. He also requested the prompt completion of ongoing projects, with urgent ones to be finished by June 30.
Over the past year, illegal, unreported, and unregulated IUU fishing by Bình Định vessels in foreign waters has been effectively eliminated. As of March 28, the province had 5,930 registered fishing vessels measuring 6 meters or more in length. Of the 1,915 operate in near shore waters, 841 in inshore zones, and 3,198 in offshore areas. Currently, 3,638 out of 4,049 vessels in valid inspection certificates remained in active service. Chairman of the Bình Định People's Committee Phạm Anh Tuấn stated that the province will soon hold a conference to assess the result of its first quarter efforts in combating IUU fishing. The event will also outline key tests for the second quarter, a crucial period as a delegation from the European Commission is expected to visit Vietnam to inspect the country's IUU enforcement measures.
Since meeting new rural standards in 2015, Cát Tài Commune in Phù Cát District has mobilized all resources, fostered unity, and remained committed to improving criteria to achieve advanced new rural status. The commune is now home to 11 enterprises and nearly 280 production and business establishments, creating jobs for over 2,500 workers. By the end of 2024, the commune's per capita income reached over 61.6 million dong per year, and the multidimensional poverty rate dropped to 0.6%. It has mobilized more than 403 billion dong to build the advanced new rural area.
In the first quarter of this year, Bình Định Province total seafood output were estimated at over 61,924 tons, marking a 2.4% increase compared to the same period of last year. Capture fishery accounted for nearly 60,793 tons, up to 2.4%, while aquaculture contributed an estimated 1,132 tons, rising by over 2% year-on-year. To boost its marine economy, Bình Định has implemented various policy shifts and is restructuring the sector with a stronger focus on aquaculture. Local authorities are also actively deploying urgent and effective measures to combat illegal, unreported, and unregulated IUU fishing, while rolling out support policy for offshore fishing in accordance with current regulations.
And that's the end of the show. We hope you enjoy the news. See you next time, and goodbye for now.